Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Zolk'in Count is called White Electric World Bridger, and it is the third day of the Yellow Seed Wave Spell, and it is the Solar Moon Day 9. And I'm bouncing back here after giving you a podcast yesterday, just because I didn't really talk about some of the attributes of the portal days that we have entered as of right now, today, the first of 10. This is kind of old news for people that have listened to me for a while, but let me start with the old news, which is that I have this perspective that when we're in the red serpent portal days, 10 in a row, and when we're in the yellow seed portal days, there is kind of an inverse action that we take in our lives. So in Red Serpent, I'm imagining that it's like sloughing off a snakeskin that is not supple any longer, one that's crusty and old, like we find on hiking trails sometimes, that a snake slithered out of its old, decrepit, dried out skin, husk. It's husk of a skin. And so when we move through Red Serpent portals, we're kind of caught in this bind of re-experiencing like the oldest part of ourself, meaning the part that we no longer need. What we're letting go of is what we experience. And it can be kind of intense or beyond intense to be just like back in a feeling of something. I can't believe this is happening again, but it's happening as it exits. And then the inverse in Yellow Seed to me is that what we're experiencing when we move through the 10 portal days is more of a future evolution of ourselves, a future self, an aspect of ourself that's coming in the future. And this is why I believe that. Because I like the metaphor of us slithering out of a snake skin through 10 portal days, like it's a tunnel. And I like that when you look at the yellow seed portals, they can resemble very strongly like a hole that we might make in the ground. Like when people plant seeds, they can stick their finger in the ground to make a long hole and then drop the seed down. That's how I experience the presentation of the 10 portal days in the yellow seed wave spell. And I say that specifically because after we move through the yellow seed wave spell, we come to red earth. And so it's very much like the portals of yellow seed are taking us right down into the earth, the red earth. So that's my imagination at work. I thought of that a while ago. I still like that. But it's a cautionary tale because I've experienced this a bunch of times when you're in yellow seed where you're like, oh my goodness, everything is so amazing. I feel so alive. I feel so like on task and I'm in the right place. And I think it's a bit elusive because it's portraying kind of like where we're going. It's our own fertility. Like you are so fertile. You're a seed. You could grow a whole tree, and our thoughts and imagination and belief rests in the potential of this giant oak tree instead of the acorn. But yellow seed is the description of a process And when we go through the wave spell, we are seeing or seeding or sensing our potential. But I just feel like some of it has to grow, you know, like it's not going to happen instantly. That we're dropping a seed through the earth and the seed's going to rest on the earth, but then it's going to grow right back the way that we've been traveling, if that makes sense. So it's like we're descending through our future. Well, that's pretty wild. I would need like a YouTube video with like point and click to get people to maybe see what I'm describing. But if you fall through a hole in the ground right now as a seed, you're going to grow back the other way. Like we're moving to the bottom, but we're going to grow from the bottom up. So that's why I think it's a bit like seeing your future, because all of these striations of earth that we might be falling through are going to be revisited when we grow toward the sun in the other direction. So it's like a preview. It's a long way to explain that. But it's here now. Where I live, it is so sunny and it's so beautiful. It's so warm. It feels hot, but it's really just my first 70 degree day in a long time. And it just feeds the whole beautiful synchronicity of it being spring and everything is generating growth on the ground. Like more than humans, the earth and all its plants are having supremacy right now. Like humans are just trying to keep up with plant growth, and we can because we are super empathic, right? We walk and live in the plant growth, so it can be our inspiration, as can the return to light be. So I think it's really natural to just devote a lot of this wave spell to feeding your heart and soul and body and breath by being in the plant world. And in that way, you're like a plant, because a plant is just trying to feed itself light and oxygen and water sourcing and earth minerals. Like, it's just not complex. Like, that's just really beautiful that we can take a moment to not really be animal, but be vegetable or be flora instead of fauna. I have a lot of sensitivity going on. That was what I was talking about last time, yesterday in the podcast, is just this super sensitivity of being a plant, that a lot of our human intuition will come from being plant-like, you know, that our intuition is fed by us kind of dropping out of defense postures, being open. That's what drugs do, and they're often plant spirit medicine drugs, that they let us be really open, porous, receptive, sensitive, just like plants innately are. So why was I saying that? Oh, just like my intuition has been really on fire since the Blue Monkey time, sort of exponentially stronger as a sixth sense. And it seems really balancing and nourishing right now for me to also spend time in nature, because my mind is really on fire, and the solar moon as well, with intuition, insight, inspiration, and intention. And so getting out where there's just plants instead of thoughts is, I think, such a good counterbalance, and I'm really focused on that as a goal for this wave spell. It's just like, let me be actually out among the plants and away from the people so that I can use the time to honor and celebrate the tribe at hand, right? Like, I think when we used to think of the weekdays as oriented to Greek or Roman gods or Norse gods, then the idea was that each day you would focus your attention on the god of the day, and that there is a way to do that in the wave spells or the Mayan days that's literal. A literal thing is that, okay, it's the yellow seed wave spell. I'm going to honor and show gratitude for plants. And after yellow seed is red earth, and I will honor and show gratitude for the earth itself, but like that's our planetary home, not just the dirt mineral part of it, but just we'll get there. But meanwhile, it's yellow seed. It's just really overpowering and beautiful. I don't think I can add much about the solar moon. I just wonder if you can feel the supremacy of the sun right now. I mean, again, it's just always this time of year. So it's not like, wow, I can't believe the synchronicity of the sun really returning to not just having darker days. And the solar moon, that's so amazing. Like, it's always these dates, the 13 moon year and the 12 month year are replicated exactly the same dates every year, each of them. And it's just the Zolkin that is 260 days long that, you know, moves much faster. I want to point out one thing about the Zolkin. I have a friend who's conceiving through, their conception is known, right? Through artificial insemination, I guess is the best way to say it. So they know their conception date. And so they were asking me about that. I'm like, yes, look how cool this is. Your conception date and then your due date, as described by the baby due date calculator, is only 5 days difference, which is enough flex, as any of us who've had children know. That's just like absolutely in the margins, right, for being exactly the same conception and birth. What's different when they say 42 weeks for pregnancy is adding or counting the 42 weeks back to when you were the beginning of your period. But if you start with the day you ovulate and then conceive within your ovulation, it's 260 days. And that is badass. I mean, it's like 265, 263. Like, I'll start to ask people who know. It could be a great project. How close they came. But in any case, it's usually the same wave spell. And it's the same part of the Zolkin. And there are neighborhoods within the Zolkin that are really meaningful, i.e. a 13-day wave spell where everything serves yellow seed. All right, let me get into the details a little bit. Today is the first portal day. It's White Electric World Bridger. Tomorrow is Blue Self-Existing Hand. And then we have Yellow Overtone Star. And after that, Red Rhythmic Moon. And these are just sort of notable portal days. Anybody who's born on them is born on a portal day and acts like a portal throughout their life. Today's the first portal day. I don't know if it feels like there's more of a portal. It's a day of death. It asks the question, how can I best be of service? Because it's an electric day, and the answer ends up being maybe through death and equalization, being equal to others, and the opportunity that death brings. New life is right behind it. So the words for White World Bridger are death, equalize, and opportunity. And I think that is like one of the refrains that works best in all the tribes, as a little tiny sentence, that death equalizes opportunity, that because we all die, it's an equalizer. Concept of death, the advent of death, the inevitability of death equalizes us all. But every time something falls away, is expended, is exterminated, it's an opportunity, a place is made for something new to begin. And you can always feel in the White World Bridger day, maybe it's a little different during the wave spell, where we really do want to explore what death means and feels like and is conceptually to us. But when the day comes and goes, you might feel something end, but you might just as genuinely feel it as something beginning. I think I want to just point to yesterday, in case you listen to this pretty quickly, that I thought the Red Lunar Serpent was kind of a gnarly day in terms of the truth serum of what our body delivers when we take out our higher mind. So the amygdala, or the, I don't know, lower part of our brain, just is in charge of instinctual survival, which is what Red Serpent celebrates, the reptilian mind. And it doesn't care about, like, you know what, I think I can triumph over my fatigue by having caffeine. Like, it doesn't have an innovation. It doesn't have, like, mind over matter. Like, I'm really tired, but you know what? I just want to stick around for you and be there for you. Like, it doesn't have empathy like that. It dumbs us down to just doing what we absolutely have to be here. I mean, I noticed that I just wasn't able to convince my body that it had more energy than it did. My body ruled the roost. Just like, no, you're exhausted and it's time to minimize movement like a snake, right? And also get closer to the ground and stop having big plans. And I think that yellow seed is right there, that the challenge within the yellow seed wave spell of Red Serpent is to bring us down lower than busy mind activity and overthinking. You know, yellow seed sort of famously is supported or analogous, similar to, it's called the analog power of Blue Eagle. And that's because Blue Eagle is the bird that can lift a seed from the ground, eat it, fly, defecate, and spread, you know, the species of the seed far and wide. But clearly a seed or a flower or a plant of any size is most deeply rooted to the ground. And that's our goal right now, is to absorb light, which could feel like inspiration or divinity, in order to make a deeper connection to the earth and really tether ourselves here. And it's not with a bunch of busy thoughts or plans, even though coincidentally or coinciding is the solar moon, which is all about busy mind and plans. Like, no problem. You can do it all. You can exist in both worlds, and there's a confluence that's a kind of nice balance. But the sun is pivotal to both visions. The sun is pivotal to the one where we aspire to reach the sun in the solar moon. And the sun is pivotal when we're fed by the sun and we need to open our pores to receive sunlight for chlorophyll and for the kind of warmth that stirs everything about our growth. So I don't know. I think this is kind of mundane, and it's more important that you're just out not listening to podcasts. Even if you're out, I don't think you need to listen to podcasts right now. I think you need to listen to, you know, the sound of birds chirping so that you can observe them in trees and bushes as they try to procreate. And then that brings you back to all the concepts of spring and how lush and fruitful everything is directed to be right now. I don't know. We had too much rain. I'm a Californian. I'm so tedious because I'd be like, well, no, it wasn't that, never snowed and it wasn't that cold, but it was just so much rain and gray and moisture. And now the benefit of that is that as the sun begins to bake the surface of where I live, as it will due to the lack of ozone, everything is just ignited in terrific, auspicious growth, including me and you and us. So you get a couple days off unless you tune into the YouTube video version designed for beginners. Tell your friends. Otherwise, just, you know, enjoy no mind, no mental proclivity, just being sort of sensuously connected to sun and earth, which I've said about 6 times. Thanks for listening. I'm Lisa Starr. I'm another yourself. And in Mayan we say, in La Keshe.